今天我们仍然
Today we are still
不能够讲进入应许美地的这样一个系列讲道。
We're not going to be talking about Christians in the Promised Land.
我知道有弟兄姊妹说很想继续来听到关于约书亚记的这个系列讲道。
I know many brothers and sisters want to hear more from Joshua.
但是我要请弟兄姊妹今天一同来思想一个很重要的话题。
But today I would like to share on a very serious note with all of you.
我们先来一起读经好吗
？Let us read the word of the God of the Lord.
请大家我们一同起立来恭读主的话语。
May we rise and read it together.
我们先读中文，再读英文。
First we'll read in Chinese and then in English.
在上有全罗马书十三章一到七节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。 Romans 13 verse 1 through 7. Let every soul be subject to the governing authoritiesFor there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same.For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For there are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing.Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Please be seated.
请坐。
愿神祝福共读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
我们今天要来谈的一个题目叫做秩序与公义。
Today we want to speak on a topic called order and justice.
那么今天的这个信息关乎社会与政治的议题。
Now, today's message is about society and politics.
我知道这很不好讲，但是也很需要讲。
This is not an easy topic to speak on, but it needs to be taught on.
尤其是我刚来到这个教会时间还不长。
Especially since I haven't been in the church very long.
那如果要是在我原来的教会里面
Now, if it was in my previous church,
虽然也是不容易讲了
although it still isn't an easy topic,
但是总是好一些
but still it's a little better.
人家说你刚到一个教会先不要讲太多争议性的题目
People say that when you first begin teaching at a church you shouldn't speak about too many controversial topics.
但是我请求弟兄姊妹
But I will still ask brothers and sisters.
让我们一同来思想
Let us together consider.
今天我们所分享的
What we're sharing today.
是不是符合圣经的真理
Let's see if it is consistent with what scripture teaches.
甚至是不是符合我们作为一个人在这社会上当有的 一个常识。
And is it consistent with how we ought to acquit ourselves in society?
当今的社会
，today's
society 实在是动荡。
Is very different.
其实，即使不讲
，In fact, if we don't speak about these things,
我们弟兄姊妹们都已经在谈这个问题。
Brothers and sisters are already discussing these questions.
在我们的家庭里面
，whether in our families,
在不同的团契小组当中
，whether in fellowships and small bodies,
在微信群里面。
Whether in WeChat groups,
我们都在谈这个问题。
We're all discussing these kind of questions.
这是无法回避的。
This is not a topic we can avoid.
更何况我们知道圣经的教导是入世而不属世。
And we know that biblical teaching is to be in this world but not of this world.
不是出世。
And not to be out of this world.
有人说我两耳不闻窗外事。
Some people will say I don't pay attention to rumors and gossip.
一心只读圣经书。
All I do is read the scriptures.
但是我不知道大家有没有听过，我们基督徒也要一手拿圣经，一手拿报纸。
But I don't know if you've also heard of the saying that we need to hold the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in another.
我们不可能不关注在我们周遭，在这社会上发生的这些事情。
It is impossible for us to not pay attention to the events that are going on around us.
主耶稣也讲到，我们是这世上的盐，是这世上的光。
Jesus also said that we are the salt and light of this world.
基督徒应该在这世上成为真理荣耀的见证。
Christians should be a glorious and an honest witness.
在很多这些社会议题上面，我们应该给世人知道我们的立场、我们的价值、我们的抉择。
On many of these societal questions, we ought to be able to tell those around us what our views are and what our beliefs are.
但有的时候还是有的会听到基督徒会讲说不要讲政治。
But you'll still sometimes hear Christians saying, let's not teach on politics.
所以做一个牧师从讲台上讲政治，说这个牧师不务正业了。
And so some will say, if you're a pastor and you're teaching politics from the pulpit, that's a problem.
所以今天我说我是恐惧战惊。
So I say that I come before you in fear and trembling.
准备这一篇道要摆上的祷告，摆上的时间比其他一篇到三篇差不多。
So in preparing the sermon, it took me about three times as long as it normally would to prepare in prayer and preparation.
那么也在一些这个基督徒的微信群，我不是说这个慕道友啊，一些基督徒的这个微信群当中。
Now in some Christian WeChat groups, I'm not talking about groups where there are non-believers.
有时候呢，也有人说啊，不要讲政治。
There are times when people will say, "Hey, let's not talk about politics."
后来呢，我就发现一件事情。
Then I discovered something.
那些说不要讲政治的呢
？Those who say don't talk about politics，
实际上他们自己也在讲政治。
Usually themselves are also discussing politics。
只不过他跟你说不要讲政治，就是因为你讲的政治，你的观点和他不一样而已。
When they say let's not talk about politics, it's really just because your viewpoint is different from theirs。
但是呢，这个讲出来叫做不要讲政治啊。
But they use the term don't talk about politics as their approach。
所以刚才我和弟兄姊妹说，我们实际上不是单纯的讲政治。
So I say to my brothers and sisters, we're not just talking about politics.
我们要看圣经的教导到底是如何的。
We want to look and see what are the teachings of Scripture.
我们要讲到我们作为一个存在于社会上的人，我们的常识 common sense 是什么样的。
And so we need to see as someone living in society, what does common sense tell us?
那么还有一点很重要，就是我们要晓得今天我们在这个社会上所面对的是属灵的征战。
And we also need to realize that the actual conflict we're facing is spiritual warfare.
以弗所书第六章已经讲得很清楚。
Ephesians 6 teaches this very clearly.
我们不是与属血气的征战。
We are not fighting against flesh and blood.
乃是与那天空掌权的灵界的力量来征战啊。
But with the spiritual powers of the air and of the devil.
今天在这个社会上面。
Today in society.
正在发生的这一切。
Everything that is happening.
如果我们作为基督徒
If we as Christians,
单纯总是从社会问题单纯总是从政治问题上去看而没有看到这背后的属灵的力量在那里征战
If we're only looking at the societal issues and the political problems and we're not seeing the spiritual fight that is going on behind them
我们的眼光已经摆错了
Then our viewpoint is already wrong
好的下面给大家看一幅图片
So here, let's look at a picture together
这是当今美国总统Donald Trump.
So this is Donald Trump, the current president of the United States.
我不知道我们弟兄姊妹们每一位一看到他的照片，你会有一种什么样的反应
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, what kind of a reaction you have the moment you see his picture.
有人可能很喜欢。
Some are probably very happy.
有人可能很讨厌他。
Some people will probably really dislike him.
好，在现实社会当中有两个词，一个叫做粉 fans 啊。
So there are two terms in today's society. One is a fan.
一个叫做黑。
And one is a hater.
Haters 啊，所以就中文叫穿粉与穿黑啊，这个翻译很有意思。
In Chinese, it's fans and haters.
啊，用两种不同的颜色代表。
It uses two different colors.
啊，粉丝啊。我要做一个声明。
I want to do
a survey.
Let me
make a disclaimer.
Oh, disclaimer. Okay, sorry.
啊，我不是川粉。
I'm not a fan of Trump.
啊，我也不是川黑。
I'm not a hater of Trump.
我先给大家讲个故事。
Let me tell a story first.
在2008年总统大选的时候。
During the 2008 elections.
我们知道那一次最后是奥巴马当选。上台成为美国总统。
We know that time Obama was elected as president.
在当时大选之前，我们基督徒至少在我们教会当中，我以前的教会当中，我们大家有迫切的祷告。
That election, at least in my previous church, we as Christians prior to the election, we were praying a lot.
很多基督徒都讲。
And many Christians were saying.
从奥巴马他的立场。
That looking at Obama's policies.
啊，他的政策原则对。Very good.
His position and his policies.
啊，我们知道是很不合圣经的。
We knew that many of those were very much not in line with Scripture.
大家参与到大选投票，也在为这个结果祷告。
And many both voted and were praying for the results.
结果出来，奥巴马当选了。
And when the results came out, Obama was elected president.
很多基督徒很失望。
And many Christians were very much disappointed or hopeless.
老实讲，我也很失望。
And to be honest, that was true of me too.
而且当时我曾经我没有发预言，我不是先知啊，没有先知的恩赐。
And at the time, I don't have the gift of prophecy, and so I didn't make any predictions.
但是我当时给弟兄姊妹发了一个预言啊，加引号的啊，预言。
But I did say a quote unquote prophecy to the brothers and sisters at the time.
我说奥巴马总统当选，美国在道德伦理上面，在很多一些的社会议题上面会加速的堕落。
I said, given that Obama has now been elected president, America is going to see a moral decline in a lot of moral and societal aspects at a rate that has not previously been seen.
后来果然。
And then,
在这八年当中。
In the 8 years of Obama's presidency.
同性恋结婚合法化。
Gay marriage was made legal.
很多地方这个毒品的问题越来越严重，对毒品犯罪的打击力度远远不够，甚至大麻合法化。
The drug epidemic became far more severe, and there was insufficient law enforcement, and in many places, marijuana was even legalized.
到最后甚至是厕所法案。
And then afterwards, you ended up having the bathroom bills.
等等，这一切都发生了。
And all of these things took place.
但是我要和大家分享的是什么呢？
But what do I want to share with brothers and sisters?
大选结果出来，后面这个礼拜天。
After the Sunday after the results of the election.
我站到讲台上面。
When I came up to the pulpit.
我和弟兄姊妹说
What I said to the brothers and sisters,
就是08年那个时候
This was back in 2008.
我说现在大选已经结束了
I said the election is already over.
我们已经有了新的合法的总统
We already have a new legal president.
他是民选的总统
He was the one who was elected.
他是我们整个国家的领导人
He is the leader of our entire country.
我们应该尊重这一位新的总统
We ought to respect him.
为他祷告
To pray for him.
我不单这样说
I didn't just say that.
而且真的这样做。
That is what I did.
在我们的祷告会上面，常常为国家领导人祷告，包括奥巴马总统，为他祝福。
In our prayer meetings, we would regularly pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for Obama, and pray for a blessing on him.
希望他能够真认识神。
Pray that he might come to truly know the Lord.
希望神给他属灵的智慧。
Pray that the Lord might give him spiritual wisdom.
不管他的政治立场是如何的，这个工作实在是不容易做。
Regardless of his political positions, his job is very difficult.
当时我没有看到有哪个基督徒跑到街上去所谓的抗议 peaceful protest.
At the time, I didn't see any Christians doing any so-called peaceful protests.
说 not my president.
Saying not my president.
说 never Obama.
Or saying never Obama.
甚至于很多的一些暴力的东西都出来。
or any scenes of violence.
我说我们尊重民选的合法的领导人。
When I say that we respect legally elected,
这是圣经的教导。
Leader, this is the teaching of Scripture.
因为这一切的权柄都是出于神的。
Because all authority comes from the Lord.
我们有责任尊重顺服掌权者。
And we have a responsibility to respect and to obey leaders.
而圣经也特别的讲，不单是那容易顺服的，连那乖僻的都要顺服。
And Scripture is very clear that not only are we supposed to follow those that are easy to obey, but also those that are difficult.
是的，我想在这样的一个考验当中。
So I hope that in this time of difficulty,
这些保守的人士，基督徒，
that those who are conservative and Christians,
我们平平安安的过了美国这八年。
We were able to peacefully go through the 8 years of Obama.
虽然我自己内心非常难过，作为美国第一个黑人总统，他完全可以在美国的种族和好上面可以做更多的事情。
And although my own heart was very heavy because as the America's first black president, he had the opportunity to address many of the racial difficulties in our nation.
但实际上，很多他的讲话和政策是更多的挑起了种族之间的矛盾和仇恨，非常的遗憾。
But many of his policies and many of the things he said actually led to increased racial tensions, which was very unfortunate, was a lost opportunity.
即使这样，
Even so,
我们平平安安地送走了奥巴马的八年。
We still peacefully completed the 8 years under Obama.
为什么？
Why?
当时我和弟兄姊妹讲很重要的一个概念。
At the time, I shared a very important principle with the brothers and sisters.
We should respect the office.
我们应该去尊重这个职分。
职分，职位。
职位，谢谢。
他是这个国家的领导人。
He is the leader of our country.
他是美国三军的统帅。
He is the head of the armed forces.
The armed forces. 那么今天。
Then today.
为什么当大家看到这样一幅照片，这样一个人的时候，
Why is it when we see a picture of Donald Trump?
我们看到那么多有人对他这种的仇恨。
Why do we see so many people who are filled with hate towards him?
谩骂。
And cursing him.
连一个最基本的尊重都没有。
Even the most basic aspects of respect, they do not are not willing to afford him.
我记得我刚来美国不久。
I know when I had just come to the United States.
那时候就关注很多美国的社会时事政治。
At the time, I was paying attention to many societal trends and politics.
这个社会上面是两个不同的阵营，保守派和自由派。
At the time, there were two political parties, a liberal party and a conservative party.
那时候自由派批评保守派。
And at the time, the liberal party would criticize the conservative party.
说你们太狭窄。
Saying you're too narrow.
你们不包容。
You're not willing to tolerate others.
不接受多元性 diversity.
You're not willing to accept diversity of opinion.
后来有人就说了一句话。
And afterwards, someone said,
说美国的自由主义是这样子的。
Said American liberalism is like this.
Tolerate anything but Christianity.
They will tolerate anything except Christianity.
但是到了今天。
But today.
这样一种所谓的还有一个面具的这个 tolerance 已经完全看不到了。
But today we can't even see anyone wearing a mask pretending to be tolerant.
已经不只是不 tolerate Christianity.
They don't just not tolerate Christianity.
任何和他们的观点立场不一致的都不 tolerate.
Anything that is not consistent with their viewpoints and their political positions, they do not tolerate.
Even within their own parties.
连在他们自己的党派里面也是这个样子的。
如果这个国家像这样发展下去，
If our country continues down this track,
这个国家没有前途。
Then there is no future for our country.
我们再看。
Let us look again.
什么是歧视？
What is discrimination?
这个图大家都不陌生。
Everyone's familiar with this picture.
最近我们都常常的听到。
Now we're constantly hearing this kind of a phrase.
那么我们就来思想一下。
Let us consider for a moment.
这里有一个关于歧视的定义，抱歉，只有英文。
Here's a definition of discrimination. Unfortunately, it's only in English.
The unjust or prejudicial treatment of different categories of people or things on the grounds like race, age, sex, social status, appearance, job, etc.
这我无法翻译成中文。
就是这样一种不公平的、带有偏见的来对待不同的人群，基于他们的种族、年龄、性别、社会地位、外表、工作等等。我记得小时候啊，我们这个爸爸妈妈带我们出门。
I remember then when I was young and our parents took us outside.
这发生在很多很多的家庭当中。
Something like this would happen in many families.
然后呢，那时候就是有那个收垃圾的那个工人啊。
The trash collector would come by.
那么这个父母都是跟孩子这样说啊，说你得好好学习，如果不好好学习，以后就去扫大街。
The parents would say, "Hey, you need to study hard, otherwise you're going to end up as a street sweeper."
那按照今天的这个标准来说，这个是带有歧视的，因为你歧视这个清洁工的这个工作。
Now these days that would be considered discriminatory because you're differentiating against those who are working in the trash collection industry.
好吧，我们要承认歧视呢是存在的。
Now we need to admit that discrimination is real and it exists.
各处都有歧视。
And it exists in many different places.
每个人可能都会有的。
And everyone will have some level of discrimination.
你知道我以前那个在国内就是做这个短宣的工作，然后各处跑吗？
I'll tell a story about one time when I was doing a short-term trip back in China.
然后我就到这个广东去。
And after going, I went to many places and I ended up in Guangzhou.
我们有广东人是不是？好像是不是雪东长是广东？这个
或许算吧，
他也算广东人。嗯。然后呢，这个广东人呢，然后就说了，说这个我们广东省以外的、广东省以北的都叫北佬。
And so they said anyone who's north of our southernmost province of Guangdong is a northerner.
这个北佬就有点不太好听的词。然后我就到了香港。
But this term northerner is a little bit negative. And then I went down to Hong Kong.
我们这里有没有香港来的弟兄姊妹？
Anyone here from Hong Kong?
没有啊，那就好办了是吧？
All right, if there's not, then that'll make this easier.
这是一个很沉重的题目，开个玩笑啊。后来我就发现香港呢，把香港以北，包括广东，都叫北佬。
And then I discovered that down in Hong Kong, they called anyone who was north of them, including Guangdong, northerners.
我们到这个中国的这个乡村，到河南的这个很偏僻的乡下。
And then we went to this very remote rural area in Henan.
你想说你是从大城市来的，对不对？
Now you think you're coming from a big city.
这边好像是偏僻的这个贫穷的乡村。
And this is this obscure, very poor rural area.
我告诉你，到那里也受歧视的。
Turns out when I arrived there, I was also facing some discrimination.
我去买车票。
When I went to buy a ticket.
我比较热心嘛，陪同我那个同工，我说我去买车票。他说你不要，就跟我争起来了。
Well, I was going with my coworker, and I was like, "All right, hey, I'll go and I'll buy the ticket." And he was like, no, you can't go buy it." And he ended up getting in a little argument with me.
最后他跟我说。
In the end, he finally said to me.
他说我不是跟你客气。
He said, "I'm not doing this to be polite."
如果你去买票。
If you go and buy this ticket.
你多付一倍的钱。
You'll pay twice as much as I do.
我一去的话就半价，我这个口音我本地的。
Because if I go and buy it, I have a local accent, and so I'll only have to pay half price.
所以实际上这个歧视这件事情呢
，So discrimination，
并不总是我们想象就是强者对弱者的歧视。
We imagine it as only being the strong against the weak.
很多时候不见得是这样子。
That's not always the case.
它是多方的，是互相的。
It's multifaceted and it's often a bilateral experience.
我们说今天在美国社会当中。
Today in American society,
有的时候可能有对黑人的歧视。
There is sometimes discrimination against people who are darker skinned or black people.
但是大家，如果你对美国社会多一些了解，在黑人的群体当中，或者在别的族裔，包括我们亚裔当中，实际上对白人有很多很公开的歧视，你知道吧？
But those of you who are more familiar with American society will realize that in black communities or often in Asian communities, there will be discrimination against whites.
你讲到那些 white 那些，如果你把这个 white 换成是 black， 这个糟了，政治绝对不正确。
You'll find that many things that are said, if you were to simply trade out the word black for the word white, there would be problems because you would no longer be remotely within the bounds of political correctness.
其实我们作为华人，待在美国这个地方
，as Chinese Americans living here in America.
我们多多少少也会了解在这个社会上面有歧视。
We will more or less realize that there is discrimination in the society around us.
但是我们怎么去面对？
But how do we face this discrimination?
我就刚来美国不久。
When I had just arrived in the United States,
认识一个美国人。
I knew an American.
然后呢，这个美国人就问我你从哪里来呀？我说从中国。
And the American asked me, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from China."
他说 "Oh, you're an Oriental person."
And he said, "Oh, you're an Oriental person."
哎呀，现在这个东方啊，这个东方人啊，其实呢，本来也可以说，后来就说这个词有点歧视偏见，不可以讲。
At the time, you were allowed to say that someone was Oriental. Now it's considered discriminatory or offensive.
但是呢，这个人他就说了，说 you're an Oriental person. 那我呢，因为在国内就学托福、学 GRE 啊，我就记住了这个 Oriental 这词儿不好啊。
Now, when he called me this word Oriental, I had more extensive studying, and I was like, oh, I know that this is a bad word.
我一听我就不高兴了。
As soon as I heard it, I was very unhappy.
啊，但是呢，咱们还要有自己的这个，对不对？这个修养，我不能跟他这个就急起来。我说 yes 啊。我就说是啊，确实嘛，咱是东方来的，承认。
But I need to, you know, maintain a civilized appearance, and so, I'm not going to immediately argue and fight with him. And so I was like, ah, well, yes, that's right.
他继续问我。
So he continued to ask me.
Have you heard this?
Have you ever heard?
我说什么呀？
What is it?
就是 if you spin an Oriental person for a while, he will be disoriented. 这怎么翻啊？就是如果你要是把一个东方人在这里转一转，转一转 ，spin him for a while 啊，然后他就找不到东 ，disoriented， 用中国话就是这个中国人的这个表达就找不着北了。啊
，Yeah，
当时我一听我这就不高兴了。
As soon as I heard this, I was very unhappy.
啊，为什么呢？因为这个 disoriented 这个词呢，除了就是说你找不到方向，实际上我们这个引申也知道，就这个人很混乱，对不对？
And I was particularly unhappy because besides the one meaning of being disoriented and not knowing what direction you're in, it also means that you're a bit of an idiot.
而且我还为什么不高兴呢？你管他是东方人西方人，你来转转转转，最后你都找不着北嘛，对不对？一样的。
And I was particularly annoyed because if you spin someone around long enough, they're all going to get dizzy, regardless of where they're from, and become disoriented.
所以当时我突然啊，这个圣灵感动，这是开玩笑，不是圣灵感动，那时候还没有信主，我就说。I'm not sure of that, but I know one thing.
And so I was a little annoyed, and so I responded angrily. I'm not sure of that, but I know one thing.
啊，我说我知道什么了，然后当然他就这个竖着耳朵听了，啊，什么呀？
And so he of course was interested. He's like, what is it?
我就跟他说，我说 I know that if you spin a Western people for a while, he will be oriented.
他说要是你把一个西方的人转来转去，他终于就可以找到北了。
Keep.当时那时候还没有信主。
At the time, I was not yet saved.
啊，自己的血气还是有的。
And I had a bit of a temper.
但不是现在就完全没有。
I'm not saying that I don't have any anymore, but.
当时我一回答完，哇，这个美国人脸憋得通红，不知道怎么回答我。
As soon as I finished saying that, the person's facial expression changed, and they really didn't know how to respond.
哦，我心里非常高兴啊。
I was so happy.
好得意。
I felt very satisfied.
扬我国威啊
I had protected the honor of my country.
后来
Afterwards.
我先给大家讲结果。后来我跟这个美国人成了好朋友，他还请我到他家去吃饭。
Afterwards, I became good friends with the person.
后来我就多想，我说
Afterwards, when I thought about it a little bit more.
其实我没有必要这样去回答的。
There was really no need for me to respond that way.
有时候他可能就是这样一讲讲，他也没有真是往心里去，或者故意去歧视你的意思，他觉得这话好玩。
He may well have not been actively trying to offend me. He may have just thought that this was something he could say.
而做人那个本性呢，就是你伤害到我一点，我再伤害你更多。
And a natural humankind's natural reaction is that if you get hurt a little bit, hurt the person who hurt you even more.
其实没有必要。
And that's not necessary.
所以信主那么多年，现在我在如果再听到这话，我就不会这么回答了。
So now, as someone who's been saved for some time, if I were to hear a joke like that, I would not respond in that fashion.
好，那么讲下面的这个话题之前呢，我还要再给大家分享一件事情。
Now before we go any further on this topic, I want to share one other issue.
啊，为什么要解释呢？
Why do I need to explain this?
因为讲到这个政治的话题，在现在这样一个社会，这样一个政治正确的氛围当中。
Because as soon as we talk about politics in today's very politically correct context,
你要讲得很谨慎，你要讲得很清楚。
You need to be very careful, and you need to do so in a very precise manner.
刚才我说了，在他们自己的阵营当中，这个他们看不顺眼的都要去打压。
I'll say, earlier I had said that if in their own political party there's someone that they don't appreciate, they will repress them.
所以我害怕啊，一不小心一个种族主义大帽子扣到我自己的头上来了。
If I'm not careful, pretty quickly there will be an accusation of racism against me.
我不是种族主义者。
I'm not a racist.
虽然可能在我内心当中有时候对不同的种族有一些不同的想法，我也承认。
Now I'll admit that there may be times when a given thought about a given racial group enters my mind.
那后面我也会给大家继续讲到这一个问题。
And in a moment I'll be discussing this issue more fully.
在二零一一五一六年的时候
In 2015-2016.
那个时候我们原来教会的我们的这个青少年传道他呢结婚然后搬走了。
At the time, our youth pastor got married and moved.
我们很舍不得，他是这个五岁就来美国的一个华人，孩子们都很喜欢他。
We were really sad to see him go. He had come to the U.S. when he was about 5 years old, and all the kids really liked him.
那我们呢就需要再找一位的这个青少年的英语传道。
And we needed to find a new English youth group leader.
那么找的过程当中呢，当然最理想的是找华人了，这个大家不要认为我们是种族歧视啊。
Of course, in the process of looking for such a youth pastor, ideally we were looking for a Chinese American. Let's hope everyone doesn't think we're racist because of that.
但是呢，不可能嘛，那个很难找到的。那我们呢，就后来两位候选人都是我给教会推荐的。
But we weren't able to find anyone. It's hard to find that kind of a candidate. And then there ended up being two candidates that I suggested the church leaders consider.
我都认识他们。
And there were two that I knew.
一个是白人。
One was white.
一个是黑人。
And one was black.
那位白人呢？
And the white person
还在中国曾经做过一段时间的宣教士
has spent some time in China doing ministry there.
可以讲一些的中文
And he was able to speak some amount of Chinese.
他的太太还是华人，是来自香港，在宣教工厂，四川的宣教工厂上认识的。
And his wife was actually from Hong Kong, and they had met each other while he was doing ministry in Shanghai.
另外呢，是一个黑人。
And the other one was African American.
年龄也比较大一些。
He was a little older.
我们在跟他们在接触过程当中
during the process of getting to know them,
然后有一些更深的了解
we got to know them a bit better.
那我就发现这位白人的弟兄虽然很好但是他的那个灵恩的倾向比较严重
I realized that although the white brother was a really good brother but he had some charismatic tendencies
我不是反对这个任何的灵恩派我自己就是从灵恩教会出来的
And I'm not saying that I'm against any charismatic church. I myself used to be part of a charismatic church.
但是当时在这个情形之下祷告我们开会的时候
But at that time as we were praying about it and as we were thinking about it,
那个同工们就问我
The co-workers asked me,
我们同工们他们都很尊重刘牧者的这个意见就是说牧师你觉得哪一个更好
So they asked me, which of the two do you think is better?
我当时跟他们讲得很清楚我祷告之后黑人这位弟兄我不是我没有说黑人我就是这位他的名字叫什么
And at the time I was like, well, I believe that this one, the black brother was a better option.
后来这位黑人的弟兄在我们教会做英语传道三年的时间。
And as it turned out, the black African-American brother ended up being our pastor for 3 years.
我的孩子都是在他们的带领之下。
My kids all were underneath his teaching.
当时我们做决定的时候。
When we were making that decision,
我没有看种族
I was not looking at their race.
不因为他是这个种族或者不是这个种族就要或者不要
Not because he was of one race or was not of one race, therefore making such a decision.
我们只是看谁是一个 fit, 更好的一个 fit.
I was just looking to see which of them was a better fit for the job.
我的太太
My wife.
师母曾经在一个黑人为主的教会所开的一个基督教学校当中教过书
She used to be a teacher in a predominantly African-American Christian school.
里面的学生大部分都是黑人的孩子。
The vast majority of the kids there were the children of African-American couples.
教的时间非常的短。
Now, he didn't teach there very long.
那因为后来那个教会也是林恩的问题，我们这个不多说。
There ended up being some issues with the church and some charismatic issues.
以前我们教会有不止一位、两位姐妹曾经在 downtown, 我们那边 downtown 的黑人为主的这个市中心的学校教书。
And there were several sisters in our church who ended up teaching at majority black schools in downtown.
我想跟大家说的这一切。
Now I want to say all this to everyone.
就是说我们不是种族主义者。
To say that we're, as Christians we are not racists.
但是另一方面。
But at the same time.
我们有一位姐妹在downtown这个黑人孩子为主的这个学校里面在教书的时候。
There was a sister who was a teacher in the downtown predominantly black school.
她亲口跟我分享的。
And she herself shared with me and said.
她说我讲话也很小心我就鼓励这些孩子我说你们不要闹好好的学习 然后有一个以后有一个 better future 更好的一个未来呀。
She said when I was sharing with the kids and saying, "Hey, let's quiet down and pay attention in class. If you work hard, you'll have a better future."
这些话没有问题吧，弟兄姊妹
？Well, brothers and sisters, I think you would agree this is not a problematic thing to say.
你知道他的学生怎么回答他
？Do you know how her students responded?
Are you a racist?
They responded and said, "Are you a racist?"
你是不是种族主义者？为什么这样对我说
？Why would they say something like that to me?
这是现在美国，我绝不是去 pick on 这个人或者那个人，弟兄姊妹们。但是现在在今天的美国的社会当中
Now I'm not picking out one person or another person, but today in American society,
如果任何一个种族
if any one race,
变成是不能够说不能够碰的
becomes a race that you're not allowed to say anything, becomes impossible to say against anything against anyone of that race.
这已经是另外一种的种族主义了，难道不是吗？
This has already become a different form of racial supremacy.
我想我们应该承认在任何一个社会当中实际上不同的种族之间是有差异的。
I think we need to acknowledge that in any society there's going to be differences between races.
我们只有来正视这些的差异。
And it's only when we can acknowledge these differences.
做出自己的努力。
And work hard towards them.
才能够有一个更好的结果。
Before we can have a better result.
如果我们单纯的只是以这样一种的 victim mentality 受害者的这样一种心态
If we only approach these issues from the standpoint of victim mentality
我们总是去 blame others 总是去指责别人
Then we're only going to be blaming others or blaming those outside of ourselves
最后实际上我们会陷入到一个陷阱当中
And in the end we end up in a situation where
我请大家想一想
I'd like you all to think for a moment
为什么在美国的体育界
Why in American sports?
我们这个三角区这个 college basketball 肯定打篮球大家都很喜欢看，对不对
？I'm sure everyone enjoys watching basketball here in the triangle.
从来没有人会在那里说种族主义。
No one will ever say, "Oh, there's racial discrimination here."
不公平。
Say it's not fair.
为什么在这个体育运动员当中某一个种族就这么多？
Why amongst the athletes are there significant racial inequalities?
我们要按照人口比例来平均。
Say no, we need to have sports teams that are of the same that are representative of the population that they're selected from racially.
打篮球当中，你必须要给我们中国人留几个这个份额。
That there needs to be several spots reserved for Asians in the basketball team.
你让我去打，我也打不了啊。
Well, even if you ask me to go play basketball, I'm not that good.
但是在一些其他的方面
But in other areas of society,
当我们看到说在某一个种族当中某一些的比率很高的时候我们就说这里是 racism
In other areas of society when we see racial inequalities we insist that that must be a consequence of racism
如果我们说在有一些的街区这些街区不安全的时候你说那是种族主义
If you say that certain neighborhoods are dangerous then others will accuse you of racism
我在读神学的时候，我的一个同学是在一个美国教会做青少年牧师。
When I was studying in seminary, one of my American classmates was a youth pastor in a neighborhood church.
因为当时我也在教会里面做青少年的工作。
At the time, I was also doing youth ministry.
我就去他的这个 youth group 看他怎么带。
So I went to his youth group to see how he led it.
那天他正好带关于这个 racism 这个题目。
And at the time, he was speaking on racism.
他讲得非常的好。
And what he said was really good, really good.
从圣经角度讲 racism 这绝对是不合圣经的。
And so he was teaching and saying, from biblical principles, racism is not acceptable.
我们不应该去歧视任何人。
You're not allowed to discriminate against anyone.
啊，而且实际上他那个教会里面也是有白人、有黑人，这个都有的啊，也有华人在里面。
And since his church was multi-ethnic.
那么最后这个青少年牧师呢，他就讲。
And in the end, this youth pastor said.
他说我们讲了这些。
Once we've gone through all of this,
但另外有一些你要知道是 common sense.
There are some things that are just common sense.
比如说在有些地方 downtown 的有些区，你晚上你就不能够去。
There are certain areas of the downtown that you really can't go at night.
他特别强调，他说这不是种族主义，他说这是常识啊。
He said that this is not racism. This is just common sense.
如果这些东西我们都不能够说
，If we're unable to say these things,
大家知道这个人是谁
？Does everyone know who this is?
Jesse Jackson.
This is Jesse Jackson.
曾经去选过美国总统。
He used to be a candidate for presidency.
他是一个牧师。
He was also a pastor.
民主党。
He was a Democrat.
很强调这个社会公益，为黑人来讲话。
And he really emphasized racial justice and being a voice for African Americans.
自由主义思想。
And liberalism.
他在一些年以前曾经讲过这样一句话。
And he used to, and at one point he said this.
放到今天，这样一位的民主党，非得被他自己里面的这些 progressive 这些 BLM 把他要打入地狱的。
And today, even those within his own party would, consider him unacceptable.
So there is nothing more painful to me at this stage in my life than to walk down the street and hear footsteps start thinking about robbery. Then I look around and see someone white and feel relieved.
到如今在我生命当中最困难的而是最痛苦的一点就是在当我听到在我后面有脚声开始思想要不要被抢劫了我就转过去看有一个白人就不再担心了
在某一些的群体当中这是一个事实
In some groups this is a reality
可不可以说
Are we able to say this
其实在很多的黑人群体当中他们自己在不断地强调这样一个问题
In fact in many African American communities they will be discussing this problem themselves
最近在讲 defund the police 要 cut police funding
Right now, many are speaking about defunding the police.
大家知道最反对的是什么人吗
？You know who most strongly opposes defunding the police?
是黑人街区的那些真正遵纪守法的黑人老百姓。
It's actually law-abiding African American citizens who live in African American communities.
因为他们能够向你做见证，这些的警察、警员大部分都是好的，他们在维护这个社会的治安。
Because they're able to personally give a testimony saying that the vast majority of police.are good and are protecting the societies that they police.
我在美国待了二十多年。
I've been in America now for more than 20 years.
世界各地的情形多多少少也了解一些。
And many of the different situations in the United States I've come to understand at least to some extent.
今天在美国这个社会当中。
And today in American society.
像黑人的社会地位不低。
The societal position of African Americans is not particularly low.
我们有黑人总统。
We've had an African American president,
黑人议员
an African American,
黑人市长
principal, 议员 I'm not sure, sorry.
Congressman, woman, senator.
Sorry.
等等而且这个比例都远远的超过了人口当中的比例。
And the ratio of African Americans in these positions is well beyond that of the general population.
大家也知道最近刚刚就前几天有一位这个白人的教授承认说他自己实际上本来是一个他一直以黑人的身份但实际上他是一个白人
Many of you know that just a few days ago a white professor admitted to just having pretended to be black for most of her career
以前也曾经有一个印度人为了要上医学院不得不假装自己是黑人
And there was a time when a Hindu to get into medical school pretended to be black
再往之前在民主党当中曾经也有一位自称是黑人的后来他承认自己是白人
and within the Democrat Party some time ago there was another Caucasian who pretended to be of African descent
我就请大家来思想这样一个问题
I would like everyone to consider for a moment
如果真的是有这样的 systemic racism
if systemic racism really exists
居然还会有这么多人要去装成自己是黑人 claim 自己 to be black
Would so many people pretend to be black?
实际上他们能够得到更多的 benefit.
So that they can achieve greater societal benefits.
这难道不是今天美国社会的一个现实吗？
Is this not the reality of today's society?
我们到底要的是所谓这个 fairness, 公平，到底要的是规则的公平，还是结果的一个平均？
When we talk about fairness, are we looking for...Fairness of treatment or fairness of the rule of law? Are we looking for a quality of outcome or a quality of result? Leviticus 19:15 talks about this very specifically.
我们千万不要误解。
Let us not misunderstand.
圣经明讲我们应该照顾关爱穷人。
Scripture teaches very clearly that we ought to be concerned about and we ought to take care of those who are poor.
我们作为基督徒作为教会我们也做很多关顾这些贫苦人的工作。
As Christians and as the church, we do put a lot of effort into protecting and watching over the poor.
但是另外一方面。
But from another perspective.
如果要是根据某一个的种族或者他的情况，我们就给他更多的一个 favoritism。
If based on the overall condition of a race, we give everyone in that race beneficial treatment.
试图得到一个结果的平均。
In order to achieve a quality of result.
那么你会发现你在 twist the rule.
You will end up twisting the rules.
实际上在让另外一些人受到伤害。
And in doing so, you're going to hurt some other group of people.
今天在美国，如果你要是说有系统性的种族歧视。
In America today, if you're going to say that there is a institutionalized or systemic racism,
亚裔包括华人
people of Asian descent, including those of Chinese descent,
我们受到的是非常明显的系统性的歧视。
We end up facing very explicit or very notable systemic racism.
最近在加州
and so in California.
有人把前几年曾经推出来，后来因为反对声音很大被撤回的叫做 SCA5 法案又提出来，而且更严重。
And so the SCA5 proposition that came up in California but then was removed because of excessive resistance to it has again been brought out.
这次提出来叫做 Proposition 16.
This time it's under the name of Proposition
16. 16号提案。基本上讲的是什么呢？
What's its main point?
就是要把加州宪法当中
to add a line inside of California law
不可以根据种族而有这样一种 favoritism 而有不同的对待，把这一条给它拿掉。
It's simply to remove the line in the California law that says you're not allowed to act with favoritism towards people of a given race.
因为看到在加州，特别是大学系统里面
because they've observed that within the California, especially the California university system,
亚裔很多，华人很多。
There are a lot of people of Asian descent.
但是他有没有想过这些亚裔华人，他们确实是，我们现在不说脑袋聪明不聪明，好使不好使，我们不谈这个问题。他确实很用功，很刻苦，对不对呢？
But they haven't considered whether or not, for the moment, let's not discuss whether or not Asian IQ is higher or something like that. But have those proposing this law considered that perhaps those Asians in the university system actually worked very hard to get there?
所以有人说了 UCLA, you see lots of Asians.
So people will say UCLA is you see lots of Asians.
问题在于
The problem is
Lots of Asians, 这些 Asian 哪一个是通过不正当的手段进来的？
The question is of those Asians at UCLA, which ones got in through unfair means?
难道非要把宪法当中就是种族其他的都摆在那里不可以歧视，种族这项拿掉，然后给华人一个所谓结果平均一个百分比，按照人口比例一个百分比，这个是真正的合理的吗？
Is it really reasonable to take the discrimination clause in the law and remove race as the only factor that they want to remove from discrimination law, such that they can mandate that those within the university school system who are Asian be of the same proportion as those in the general population? Is that fair?
这样一种做法，我在圣经当中找不到任何的根据。
I cannot find any basis for this kind of action in the scripture.
而更可悲的是
and even worse,
提出这样一个 Proposition 8
to suggest Proposition 16,
以前叫做 SCA 5
It used to be SCA 5.
当时大家为什么反对它说叫 Skin Color Act SCA?
They called it Skin Color Act SCA.
肤色法案。提出这样一种的明显的系统性的歧视法案的居然就是那些大家知道是什么人
and those who were proposing such a very clearly discriminatory law do you know who it was
居然就是那些高举政治正确说我们反对歧视的人在做歧视的事情啊
it was those who would promote political correctness and say that they were opposed to racism were actually performing this kind of racism
今天我们很多的信息从主流媒体或者是 social media 社交媒体而来
Now, today, a lot of our information comes from either social media or the mainstream media.
关于传统的媒体，实际上我对这个新闻记者很尊敬。
I have a lot of respect for traditional journalism.
这个传统的媒体记者应该是怎么样的？应该是他们自己好像在怎样的一个这个政治的领域，他们自己是不偏不倚的。
Traditional journalism should not have a political bias when facing political issues.
从这个 neutrality, 从这样一个公正的角度来报道。
And they should report in a fair and even-handed fashion.
把事实反映出来。
That they might reflect reality.
我们知道实际上美国的这个新闻媒体呢有这个自由化的倾向自由主义的倾向是许多年的。
Now we know that over many years there's been a slide to the left in the mainstream media.
我刚来美国看新闻就能够看得到。
When I first came to the United States, I was able to start seeing this.
但是那时候至少他们还有这样一种的这个客观公理的这样一个概念在里面。
But at the time, at least there was this concept of fair and even-handed reporting.
NBC News 有一个 anchor 叫 Tom Brokaw, 有人还记得吗？
Back in the day, NBC had an anchor, Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw 他做了很多年，这个人我很钦佩他。
He was an anchor for many, many years, and I really do respect him.
虽然从立场上你能够知道，实际上他是偏自由派的。
Even though, sure, yeah, he was a leftist.
但是他在很多的主持报道当中，他尽量我看很多他的节目，尽量是从一个客观中立的角度。
But in many of his news broadcasts, to the extent possible, he tried to share the news from an even-handed perspective.
大家知道吗？今天已经不是这样子了。
But today that is no longer the case.
今天我们下一代成长起来的这个环境，他们所看到的这些主流的新闻媒体，已经是完全的一边倒。
In the current situation where the next generation is being raised, the mainstream or the media that they consume is overwhelmingly from one political angle.
有好几个不同的这个调查。那个有那个图表，我没法抓下来摆到这个投影上面去。但是我告诉大家这个结果。
There are many, many surveys that have been done, and I don't have all the results up on the PowerPoint here, so I just took the final result.
不同的好几个印证，今天美国这个新闻从业人员、这些记者、这些的主持，他们的政治捐款95%-97%给民主党。
And if you look at all of the journalists across America today.Between 95% and 97% of the donations they make are to the Democratic Party.
现在 Trump 和 Biden 在竞选。
Right now we have a competition between Trump and Biden.
新闻媒体报道川普150倍的 negative 负面的东西跟 Biden 比起来。
Right now in reporting on the presidential election, reporting on President Trump is 150 times more negative than the reporting on Biden.
这些例子太多太多，我想大家都知道。
There are many, many other examples, but I think everyone's pretty familiar with these issues.
甚至连一些自由派的媒体自己都承认。
Even some liberal media will themselves acknowledge these issues.
丝毫不掩饰他们对当今总统这个蔑视。
That they're fairly
仇恨。
Openly rooting for the collapse of the current president and are fairly open in their hatred of him.
甚至他们讲得很高兴，我们这样去报道这个总统。
And in fact, they're very happy to report any scandal regarding the president.
那么在整个这个社会环境当中，我们所得到的这信息，最后我们产生我们自己的立场，是不是也会被带偏呢？
And so the danger is that in a society like this, our own viewpoints will end up being pushed to one side, because of having a very skewed view from the media.
现在多媒体的时代，我们说一幅图片胜过千言。
Today we say that one picture is worth 1,000 words.
但是新闻媒体的一个选择性的报道。
But when you have a very selective reporting,
会影响我们的判断。
It will influence how we view a picture.
大家看看这个图画。
Let's look at the picture up on the screen.
已经是不言自明，对吗？
It,
如果你只看左最左边那一部分的那个图片，你看到的是什么？
If you look at only on the image on the left, what do you see?
但如果你看中间那个整个的图片，或者是你看右面那幅那一半的图片。是不是完全不同的解读？
If you look in the middle where you can see the whole picture, if you look on the left where again you can, or on the right where again you can only see a little bit, are these not three completely different pictures in terms of what you will conclude from them?
我们看到巴结组织的成员，哇，好英雄。
If we see this person, we think, wow, he's a real hero.
用我国内的话叫摆拍是吧？
This is, staged.
好啊，这是以色列的士兵。
This is an Israeli armed forces member.
看这个小孩子好像躲在旁边，好害怕。
Almost seems like the kid is really scared of him. But then if you see the whole picture,
原来是在和小朋友们打球。
He's actually playing with the kids.
Is this what we have become? Are you Trump fans really?
Here you have a meme with a kid behind a great fence saying, okay, is this what you've become? Are you really Trump fans?
前几年在边境，我们知道这个偷渡的啊，要建墙，然后把这个带着小孩子的这个家人都关起来，说你们把小孩子也关在笼子里面，把这个父母要分开。
We know that several years ago, down on the border in deportation centers, there was a lot of uproar over having kids and parents separated, and they said that you were keeping kids in cages.
看到照完相以后，小孩子就在那里跑。而且更何况，实际上那些做法是在奥巴马时期就开始做的，这个大家知道吧
And we can see then that in this picture, the kid isn't actually in a cage at all. And perhaps what's more relevant is that these policies were initially enacted under the Obama administration.
更何况我请大家再多思想一下。
Furthermore, I would ask everyone to consider a little more fully.
任何一个国家应该有 law and order, 对不对？
Any country ought to have law and order.
他有责任有权利来保护他的边界。
There is a responsibility of a nation to protect its own borders.
一个 open borders, 欢迎任何人来是不可能的。
It's simply not practical or not possible to have a true open borders policy.
更何况那些带着小孩子偷越边界的。
Especially those who try to sneak into the country bringing children.
美国是非常非常讲儿童福利。
America takes very seriously child rights or child benefits.
不单是带着孩子来严重的违反法律。
Not only are they bringing a child in violation of the law.
Commit felony.
They're committing a felony.
而且穿过这样的沙漠或者是经过这些危险的地区 put the life of children in danger.
In doing so, they're putting the life of their children in danger or the children in danger. Mostly this.
这个难道不应该受到法律的惩罚吗？
Should not this be something that the law addresses?
为什么我们中国人打孩子两个屁股一报告然后把孩子叫这个带走了？
Why is it that if a Chinese parent spanks their child, the social services will come and take away the kid?
但是带着孩子违法偷渡边境经过这样的危险让他们冒生命的危险这个就变成不是 abuse of children?
But if someone takes a child across the desert at tremendous risk to the child's life and in violation of the law, that is no longer abuse of the child.
大家知道在墨西哥就是因为如果你带着一个小孩子现在按照这个主流媒体他们的渲染你就会得到一个更好的一个对待有些小孩子被 human traffic 大家知道吧
And you might not know this, but now in Mexico, children are being human trafficked because the media has reported that if you bring a child with you and when you try to cross the border, you get treated better.
因为如果你只是成人的话你好像显不出自己的可怜但是带着一个小孩子不管是不是你自己的你就说是你自己的然后你就会得到
Because if you cross the border and seek asylum just as a single individual, you're not going to get a whole lot of pity. But if you have a child with you, regardless of whether it's your own, you end up getting better treatment.
我们不要按表面的来断定是非，总要按公平来断定是非。
Let us not judge based on appearances, but let us judge with righteous judgment.
但是今天我们从社会媒体得到的是些什么东西？
But today what we get from the mainstream media is what?
到底他们是在抢这个猪还是在救这个猪？最后要跟大家分享。
And the final thing I want to share today.
今天。
Today.
美国的民主党或者说是自由派、自由主义，已经不是当年的民主党或者自由主义。
Today's Liberal Party or today's Democrat Party is not at all the party of yesteryear.
如果要是当年你可以说我是一个基督徒但是我觉得民主党他们一些政策也有道理我去支持
Back in the day if you said I'm a Christian but I think that some of the policies that the Democratic Party make sense and so I support them
JFK Kennedy 总统
Back in the day JFK said
他曾经有过一句名言不要问你的国家能够为你做什么要问问你能够为你的国家做什么
One of his most famous quotes Don't ask what your country can do for you ask what you can do for your country
这是当年的民主党
That was the Democratic Party of that day.
能够敢于对共产主义的强权说不，对吗？
They were able to very directly oppose the concepts of socialism and communism.
美俄古巴导弹危机。
I'm sorry.
美国和这个 Russia Soviet Union.
The Cold War between
missile crisis.
Yeah, during the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis between the USSR and the U.S.
我们说近一点的好了。克林顿，比尔·克林顿做总统的时候。
Or if we talk about something that happened a little more recently when Clinton was president.
那个时候当时所谓的这个同性恋的问题起来了。
At that time, homosexuality was starting to become an issue in American society.
美国人说我们要保护传统婚姻。
And people were saying we need to protect traditional marriage.
那时候不单是在保守主义共和党当中。
This was not only being discussed within the conservative or Republican party.
包括自由主义的民主党当中。
The Liberal or the Democratic Party was also sharing these concerns.
维护一男一女婚姻的神圣性，大家是基本上是一致的。
At that time, everyone agreed that marriage should be respected.
国会通过比尔·克林顿非常高兴地签署的一个法案，叫做 DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. 当时我在美国，我记得很清楚。
And so the House of Representatives passed, and then Bill Clinton was very willing to sign DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act.
什么意思？就是维护婚姻是一男一女的结合。
And the point of that legislation was to protect the concept or protect the legal basis for marriage being between one man and one woman.
但是前些年 Bill Clinton 和 Hillary Clinton 他们都已经公开的表示。
But a few years ago, both Bill and Hillary Clinton publicly stated
我们收回
that they take back that standpoint.
我们支持同性恋婚姻
that they support so-called homosexual marriage.
这就是今天民主党他们所走的这个方向。
This is now the path or the trajectory that the Democratic Party has taken.
我曾经听到有的基督徒说
I have in past times heard Christians say
不要总说这个民主党他们是鼓励支持堕胎这个反对生命权也有民主党的党员他们是 pro-life 的。
I've heard some Christians say that we shouldn't say that the Democratic Party is the party of abortion or supports abortion because there are some Democratic lawmakers who oppose abortion.
我知道是有，我们 Rochester 本地就有，但是非常非常的少，很小的一个部分。
And that's true. Back when I was in Rochester, one of our Democratic legislatures there did oppose abortion, but there are very, very, very few.
最近新闻报道，美国国会当中最后一个反对堕胎的民主党已经离开，他们已经彻底的 pro-choice。
Just recently, the last pro-life Democratic legislature in Washington left, and they're now fully, the last pro-life Democratic legislator left, and they're now fully pro-abortion.
再讲一个问题。
Let us address another issue.
现在我们在现今社会上面对的还不是说保守主义与自由主义这样一个论战，我应该站在哪一边。
Right now, the issue we're facing is not so much conservative versus liberal, and which, well, where on that spectrum we ought to stand.
我们讲我们自己的立场。
Let us talk about where we stand as Christians.
现在已经不是这样子，现在已经是只有一方可以来发声。
We're in the situation, oh no, in society we're in a situation where only one side is allowed to speak.
如果你就是保守主义的立场，或者哪怕不同意他们的立场，你就要被 cancel.
If you are conservative or if you simply disagree with some of the current leftist viewpoints, you end up getting canceled.
在社会当中，在大学当中。
Whether in society or in higher education.
如果你是一个保守主义者，如果你是不要是挺川，你是同情川普，你都会面对这样的歧视。
If you're conservative, and even if you don't fully support Trump, but if you have some level of agreement with him, you face that discrimination.
在10年以前，社会主义在美国是一个不好的词。
10 or 15 years ago, socialism was a dirty word in America.
是反神的。
It was considered anti-God.
是反社会的。
It was considered anti-social.
但是今天像 Bernie Sanders 这样的极端主义者，像 AOC 这样的极端主义者，已经进入到国会当中，而且成为了他们的主流。
However, today radicals like Bernie Sanders and others like him have already become the main trajectory of the left of the political spectrum.
他们现在已经是不管你是什么主义，不许你说话，只要你跟我不同。
They are already at a point where they are willing to try to silence those who do not fully agree with them.
现在我们还在想的是。自由主义、保守主义，我们在这里来论战、讨论讨论，已经完全不是这样子了，一边倒。
The previous situation where liberals and conservatives would have discussions and conversations to try to reach a common ground is no longer possible or no longer the case.
我们教会以前，我们教会有一位姐妹，她的妹妹在美国最西边的一个州做大学的这个教授、教员很多年。
Previously, a sister in our church used to be a professor at a college on the West Coast for many, many years.
就是因为他是支持市场经济的，他是反对社会主义经济的，学校一直不给他这个 tenure.
But simply because she supported basic capitalistic principles and was opposed to socialism, the school refused to give her tenure.
很多学生都为他打抱不平，因为他教的非常的好。
And many students prayed for her because she taught very, very well.
每次一到讨论的时候，我们姐妹就跟我说为我妹妹祷告。
And whenever we were discussing this thing, her sister would say to me, please pray for my younger sister. Because the other professors within her area were trying to either silence her or run her out of the university. And after many, many years of prayer, finally this year she's received the tenure that she should have received many years ago.
大家注意，在这些的学术机构当中，他们应该是有言论自由、学术自由的，对不对？不管你是什么样的观点，大家都可以拿出来自由讲。
But in these kind of an academic institutions, they ought to have freedom of thought and inquiry where you're able to discuss differing viewpoints.
如果你要是看到像在耶鲁大学那样，学生对那个教授本身他们还是自由派的，只不过对这些学生他们不满意，就是对他们吼。
If you see situations like what arose at Yale, where students had some relatively minor disagreements with an also leftist professor and began to just scream in their face.
所以像最近有的华人的教授或者是有的这个美国人教授对这个 BLM 稍微有一点点的不同意，最后就被 fire 掉，被停职。
Today, professors, whether American or Asian, who have perhaps some minor disagreements with the BLM movement end up getting fired for it.
这已经是让我们看到今天这个社会已经极端化到何种的程度。
And so we see now that the left side of the American society has become radical to the point of not being willing to tolerate any other viewpoints.
打砸抢烧，包括杀。
Including looting and breaking and setting things on fire and killing.
在 Portland 已经这么多天了。
In Portland, that's already been the case for many days.
我们看到最有意思的是美国芝加哥市长，大家知道这一位女士。
And what we see most interesting is the mayor of San Francisco.
非常同情，非常支持。
Is very much in favor of.
直到这个 protest 跑到他自己的街区，来到他家门口了，派警察保护我。
They were in favor of these protests until they came into her area of her house, and then she called the police to protect her.
他们有警察保护，他们有保镖保护，但是我们这些普通的老百姓怎么办？
They have bodyguards and police to protect them, but what about those that are just commoners in society?
像 CNN 报道的，背后已经火都烧起来了，还说主要是在和平抗议。
Perhaps it's a relatively famous clip from CNN where a CNN reporter standing in front of a burning building says that it's a predominantly peaceful protest.
这个社会不能够这样子啊。
Society cannot survive under these kind of conditions.
如果你问我 ,does black lives matter?
If you ask me, do black lives matter?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course they do.
Does blue lives matter?
Do blue lives matter?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
能不能够让大家都可以这样公开的、自由的、不害怕的说？
Is it possible to allow people to openly and unabashedly or unafraid say these things?
这是关键的问题。
This is the most important issue.
我记得我还在中国的时候，我们向往来到美国，说美国是这样一个社会。
I remember when we were leaving China and we were about to come to the U.S., people told us that America was this kind of a society.
我们可以不同意你的观点，但是我维护你说话的权利。
Where you might not agree with what a person is saying, but you would defend their right to say it.
难道不是这样子吗？
Is this not the society that we want to have?
如果你把单独的一套的意识形态，你把它要把它高举起来，而别的都不能够讲。
If you make a single viewpoint or a single set of political doctrines raised to the point where nothing else is allowed to be said,
这是事实上在建立一个偶像，建立一个宗教。
This is establishing a religion or establishing an idol.
请大家一定要听好这句话。
Everyone, please pay attention to this.
这不是社会。
This is not societal.
这是宗教。
This is religious.
在宗教当中有这样子。
In a religion, you have this kind of intolerance.
我们就是相信这样的教义。
That we believe a given doctrine.
这就是我们的神学的立场，对不对？
This is the viewpoint of our theology.
我们清楚地讲出来。
That we state it clearly.
那么如果你赞同你是这个教会或者是这样一个宗教信仰的一个成员。
And so if you agree that you are a member of this church or you hold to these doctrines.
如果不赞同这个是异端啊，或者是极端等等。
If you don't agree with these doctrines, then you're a heretic or a radical, etc.
那么好了，今天在这个社会上，他们不是在推行一种的思想，一种的思潮，是在推行一种的宗教。
In today's society, they're not really pushing a worldview or a viewpoint, they're pushing a religion.
而且这样一种的宗教的推行是伴随着暴力，伴随着极端。
And this particular religion is extremely radical and extremely violent.
如果从宗教学的定义角度，这是邪教。
And from a sort of religious studies viewpoint, this would be a cult.
Black lives matter, blue lives matter. 每一个生命都宝贵。有没有想过那些 baby?
Black lives matter, blue lives matter, all lives matter. Have you ever considered babies?
每年超过100万。
Every year, over a million.
被堕胎的小 baby.
Are aborted.
最无辜的。
They are the most innocent.
而且其中黑人的 baby 非常的多，比例极高。
And the proportion of African American babies aborted is much higher than other races.
真的 life matter 吗？
Are we really concerned with lives mattering?
我知道时间已经 run out， 所以我想最后要跟大家知道，现在看到整个这个社会的情形，已经不单纯一种思想的论战。我反复强调，是一个属灵的征战。
Now, I know that we're running out of time, but I'd just like to address that this is not really a societal conflict. This is a spiritual battle.
如果你去看看 BLM, 你去看看 Progressive, 他们所有的那些的立场，那些的宣言。
If you look at the positions and the stated objectives of BLM and other leftist organizations,
每一条都是抵挡神的。
Every single, or almost all of them are directly opposed to God.
每一条都是跟传统的价值观念和人的常识相违背的。
They are all against traditional values and the value of human life.
今天这个国家怎么会到这样一个程度？
How has our country reached this kind of a situation?
我求神怜悯。
May God have mercy.
有人说这个川普道德不好。
Some say that Trump's morals are poor.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
他做总统三年，我看他兢兢业业的。
The 3 years of him as president, I've watched him.
以前他做总统做的，以前他的生活是不好。
Previously, his life was very morally depraved.
我为什么说我不是一个川粉？
Why do I say I'm not a Trump fan?
当2016年这个共和党里面 primary 的时候，他不是我第一个喜欢的，不是我第二个喜欢的，甚至不是我第三个喜欢的。
During the 2016 primaries, he wasn't my first choice, and he wasn't my second choice, he wasn't even my third choice.
有一次我去一个地方讲到，那个弟兄问我说，说现在共和党 primary 完了，我们要怎么选？
One time when I went on a speaking engagement, a brother asked me, now that the Republican primaries are done,how should we vote?
我说捏着鼻子选川普。
He said, well, maybe you should just hold your nose and vote for Trump.
但是我客观的来看。
But looking objectively.
他在白宫三年，我觉得他的成绩不错。
His 3 years in the White House, he's done quite well.
如果他有一点点这种道德的丑闻，早就被这些主流媒体去给他满城报道了，对不对？
If he had some moral scandals, they would have been reported by now by the media.
现在所有这些人讲的都是他过去离婚或者那是过去的事情啊。
Now what people are talking about are whether his divorce or other issues that are in the past.
那些好莱坞那些的影星，这个 idol 那个偶像，他们说如果川普当选了，我就要搬到加拿大去。有一个是因为川普道德不好，他们要这样子吗？
Those in Hollywood and other celebrities who said that if Trump was elected they would move to Canada, was it because of Trump's morals?
他们的道德糟得多呀。
Their morals are just as bad.
难道我们看不到这些情形？
How are we unable to see these things?
我绝不是在这里说你一定要去支持某一个候选人。
No, I'm not saying that you need to support a given political candidate.
我说求神给我们一个属灵的眼光。
I'm saying may God give us common sense and the ability to see things as they are.
来看当今社会上的事情。
That we may see what is going on in society today.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Our beloved Lord Jesus.
我们同心来到你的面前。
We come before you today.
今天的信息虽然不容易讲。
Although today's message was not easy to share.
但是我们不得不讲。
But we have to say it.
求主怜悯。
May God have mercy.
如果今天教会还不发出真理的声音。
If today the church does not speak the truth.
任由这个社会败坏、沦丧、堕落下去。
And admit the way that society is becoming more and more depraved.
很快有一天，我们就不可以再讲了。
There will quickly come a day when we are no longer able to speak.
现在我们看到那些抗议者已经在那个对不举拳头的人说 ，Are you Christians?
We already see those who are so-called protesters asking those who do not agree or do not raise their fists, Are you Christian?
在威胁他们。
To threaten them.
但是主啊，我们不怕。
But Lord, we are not afraid.
因为我们有你。
Where we have you.
有你的话语做我们脚前的灯路上的光。
We have your word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
求主怜悯美国这个社会。
Lord, may you have mercy on American society.
怜悯每一个种族。
May you have mercy on every race.
也怜悯那些的执法人员。
And may you protect law enforcement.
现在他们非常的不容易。
They have a very difficult position.
很多人不得不辞职。
And many are forced to quit.
我们看到犯罪率却越来越高。
And we see crime rates rising.
求主斥责那恶者一切的作为。
Lord, may you fight against the power of the evil one.
让你的国家恢复法律和秩序。
That our nation may return to law and order.
恢复一个基本的常识。
That it may have the basics of common sense.
愿主得胜。
And that people may live.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.